Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful. Thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words for the healing. Yes, for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, directly has he told me. I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, I have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, the question. One question should be obvious. In a world of some 45,000 denominations, 280 plus nations, 19 odd world religions, what has sustained the fall? My brothers and sisters, I said, what has sustained this fallen state of man? You know, that many say the gospel has been, when you ask them about the current state of mankind, they say the gospel has gone forth. As if to say that regardless of how many divisions that exist in this world, that somehow that the Messiah has come, gave his life for sin. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that Messiah did not give his life that sin should remain. His very name, Yeshua, means that he gave his life. It relates to the idea that he gave his life to put away sin. How about the divisions? All the misconceits that to this day have divided mankind. His very name relates he would deliver his people from their sins. How about every misconceit? Every misallegiance after which this world, to this very day, is contorted and divided after a multitude of short-sighted and self-righteous debates. It's evident of the fall of mankind, which result of man turning away from the Creator, not being true to the will of one. First command the Most High gave to his people, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. And if they translated it right, they would have told you, therefore you must love and seek the Most High with all your minds, heart, souls, and might. Nothing of your flesh, nothing of this world acts as an obstacle against your coming to understanding. One understanding, my brothers and sisters, that none be a deceiver against his brother. That none rob the Most High and none lie against him. The question we must ask, my brothers and sisters, has this world kept that command? Think about it. Had the rulers of this world, from any of these nations and institutions, come to truly, truly love and seek the Most High according to all that is his will? So many of the institutionalities, my brothers and sisters, that have divided this world after partial perceptions, I do say partial perceptions, but not presently exist. For all the divisions that we see in this world come as a result, not of man's love for the Most High and seeking him according to all his will, because mankind has not realized the obligation to seek all that the Most High has decreed, that all unto his name might be one. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. How then have the nations of this earth been preserved in the multitude of their differences? It's not out of a genuine love for the Most High. It's not for the truth of the gospel. Think about it. Messiah said all power, authority as a king, as a ruler, as one who is to reconcile the world, has been given unto him. He said to his disciples, therefore, in the gift of the Holy Spirit, he said, go forth and teach all nations. How about make disciples of all nations? Convert all nations. After a pure and perfect will that is his. Purity and completion offers one choice. Convert the nations. Baptize. Purge them of all misconceit. Teach them to do everything he commands. My brothers and sisters, if the world had been true to that gospel, realize that none of these various nations and denominations we see in the world today and the multitude of their diverse convictions would now presently exist. How many of us is ready to realize what really did occur in those first centuries? When Rome came into the East, especially since the times of Alexander, Rome came into the East in the days, had already been there, but came into the East, my brothers and sisters, as did Greece before. Not, my brothers and sisters, I said not, to bring the faith, but always to corrupt and destroy it. To compel men not to see the faith of the one Most High, in the pure monotheist sense that it is truly, but to make it something, my brothers and sisters, corrupted. After a polytheist agenda, whereby it seemed to men that the rulers of the earth had been true unto the Most High rather than antithetical against the one rule of the one king whom the Most High himself has chosen. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. We, on last evening, talked a bit about, on last evening we talked about the idea that Pope Francis, his recent visit here to the U.S. Talk about how all the rulers of the earth, more specifically said all the leaders of all the various religions of the earth, must come together for peace. Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, after the Holy Spirit We have to understand something. The Most High never, after the Holy Spirit gave men a multitude of diverse voices, after which they could work to confuse, dissuade, divide, and maintain debate and doubts among the people. Yah did not give this world a multitude of differing voices by his Spirit to divide and conquer the people after a multitude of false prides, false allegiances, false ideals, not to discern him as one. My brothers and sisters, to presume that the Most High by his Spirit gave all these diverse manner of doctrine and religions is not trust in Yah at all, but trust in devils. As much that I spoke about on last evening, that if men would only have understood it, and will come, they surely will come again to understand it. And I spoke about on last evening that close examination of those words reveals that the leaders of this world, my brothers and sisters, have not been saviors. Reveals that the leaders of this world are more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones, have not been concerned about the reconciliation of a people true to the will of Yah, but have been more concerned about their own personal authority in a competitive world. Self-righteous, selfish in their agendas. And yes, my brothers and sisters, not after the Spirit of the One Most High, have been after the deviant ideals of many. Not to restore mankind to the will of one, but to preserve a multitude of corruptions, therefore making them the most wicked of all. Because the rulers cannot declare, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures actually have to say, indeed, is divine agenda, whereby Messiah must come with the express purpose and authority from on high to silence every deviant voice. Because the rulers cannot declare what true to all that is written in, according to divine agenda in the scriptures, because they cannot declare that truth. These, my brothers and sisters, that men have called rulers have been false prophets, rallying the masses against the certain word of the gospel of truth. Against, my brothers and sisters, what is the proclaimed, divine, the foretold eventuality. For my brothers and sisters, in conspiring against your knowing what the Most High has declared, that all the world be one, they have committed continually, my brothers and sisters, as false prophets, teaching false, fallen, foolish, deceptive, incomplete doctrines, have continually omitted that you should know the truth of the Messiah as he is according to the mandates of Yah. And that you never know, my brothers and sisters, what I call the secret city prophecies. On my website, hiddengospel.com, you will find an article called The Secret City Prophecies at hidden, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. You need to know what that's all about. The article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. You need to know what that's all about to know who Messiah truly is and why the rulers would not tell you the true nature, the purpose of what Messiah comes to do. For by no means, my brothers and sisters, does he come to preserve the multitude of diverse rulerships of this world and their differences, but my brothers and sisters, to expose them all. And if you knew that, my brothers and sisters, you know that you know what Messiah meant when he said your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. You would know, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures have to say when it says that the power of the Most High Yah, Isaiah 41, king shall be as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. You would understand, my brothers and sisters, what it means. It says the king should be part of him, but before him should be as a potter treads clay. Isaiah 41:21-42:4. You would know why the scriptures tell you to behold him who is truly the servant of the Most High, who declares the whole word that is the gospel, says, "Behold my servant, my elect one, whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations." Do you think the nations and rulers have wanted you to know that what they have taught you all this time has been injustice? It's not just before the Most High that the rulers seek to hide from you the true nature of what should have been righteous expectation. Think about it. If they never taught you the truth, they compelled you to believe a lie. They never taught you the truth that caused you to hope. And the misconceits that they have conspired together to conceive and to propagandize upon the people. My brothers and sisters, that you be free. Finally to become habitations of the Holy Spirit, habitations of the truth as intended. The lie must be exposed, the obstacles removed, that the Spirit might flourish and flow. And the minds and hearts of men, that we all, indeed, after one Spirit, might be one. But my brothers and sisters, I tell you, there are those who would seek comfort after rulers teach a fallen standard. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are those who seek comfort after the rulers. You need to look closer at Isaiah 57. Though many might seek comfort after the various orientation of the rulers, it's sure that according to the prophets that the rulers will not be able to stand. Why? Because they've been treacherous against the words of the Most High. Inspired that you never comprehend fully what the scriptures have to say. I ask the question, shall men believe they should be counted steadfast before the Most High after the ways of treacherous men? It is not possible, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, it is not possible for a world to come to peace at one consent in the Most High while men continue to speak their variant opinions, their variant ideologies, believing and doing according to all manner of worldly misconceit, misdirection, injustice, and uncleanness. Yah will not preserve, my brothers and sisters, those who refuse to be habitations of the Holy Spirit, refuse to be habitations and recorders and preservers of a pure word and doctrine. He will not preserve, my brothers and sisters, those who then will continually deceive. He will not preserve those who will continually deceive the masses. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah himself said, "I made a request then for those who will not receive the Holy Word." He makes no request for those, my brothers and sisters, who will not. Let's just say, in refusing the truth, they're only be preservers of lies, deception. All who would preserve pollutions, my brothers and sisters, because they would not seek the whole truth, would not be habitation for the righteousness of his words. The scriptures tell us, Messiah said, "I will make no petitions, not for mercy upon those who would perpetuate the lie. No petition for mercy upon those who would not accept the truth." It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what is our purpose. That in the day of judgment, we should be able to be said that there's a reason. Why? It could be said of us, according to the purpose for which we are made, we might survive. My brothers and sisters, he said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." God maintain and defend the truth. As I said to you before, though the Pope may recently have called forth all the rulers and had a multitude of different denominations and religions and ideals on a podium with him, seeking to gather all the religions of the world together. Don't think it's after the Spirit of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, all these exist. Don't think that it's under peace, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of varying ideas have been intermingled. Don't believe, my brothers and sisters, is under what pleases the Most High. That man should endorse ideals that were never from him. All those who would be his servants are obligated to seek the pure, perfect truth. For nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is acceptable to be called by his name. Much to consider, my brothers and sisters, much to consider. All must be wise and diligent. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all must be very diligent that they be made able to stand before the Son of Man, found true to the Most High, one who is called the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, who confirmed that all that is written in the law, after a right understanding, after what the Most High declared from the beginning, is indeed a sure word of prophecy. Second Cephas, Second Peter, told us this very well, that if we will make our election sure of being called to understand, we must be very diligent to prove our love for the Most High, that we come unto what is called a sure word of prophecy, a sure understanding, that we may be able to stand before the Son of Man, who is called the Morning Star. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. There are those who have not comprehended this, but in the book of Isaiah, 41st chapter of Isaiah, Messiah is called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun. What is the morning star but the sun in its rising that casts out the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and shows so much that seems to be light in the night, can only be paleness and darkness. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, all who would hide the truth from you have been that darkness. It's time we awaken to understand that simply being slothful and not seeking the fullness of the truth the Most High requires, simply being slothful, is a great sin. The Messiah told his disciples by the Spirit they should go forth and teach all things to all nations. The nations resisted then against understanding that absolution have been sinful. And in so many ways I have to say to you, my brothers and sisters, yes, in so many ways I have to say to you this truth. We are today so much like, Israel coming out of Egypt. I said, in so many ways, today we are like Israel coming out of Egypt. Most High said he gave his gospel to his people. The word of peace for his kingdom he gave. But many did not listen. In the days of the Shabbat, when he said, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And that is a verse from Psalm 95 called the Psalm for a Sabbath Day. So today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Well, brothers and sisters, today we live in a society that men not only hardly keep a Shabbat, which is the seventh, not the first day, but also, my brothers and sisters, they go one step further than that. Men have not understood the Shabbat was consecrated for the remembrance of all the Most High's creed, all that is the law and the prophets. And my brothers and sisters, the sure eventuality of the prophets declares the rulers of the earth will all be found in so many ways treacherous. So if we understand it properly, we understand that after the various rulers who would not seek that men discern all the Most High declared, men have actually not kept a Shabbat today. In fact, not for a very long time. But there are those who would not understand this simply because they have not understood all that the Scriptures have to declare concerning what is the eventuality of these latter days. And the rulers, like I said before to you, my brothers and sisters, because they could not declare what the Scriptures actually tell you is the eventuality that will finally bring peace to this world, they have deceived the masses to believe after a multitude of faulty ideas, constraints, misadministrations, interpretations. To compel the masses, my brothers and sisters, to despise the way of peace, forget the way of peace, and never know it. In the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. It was eternal. It's the path of life. It's the Word without contradiction. The only path and the Word of peace, my brothers and sisters, the Word as it is from the beginning. And dare men say that the pure, perfect Word, the Most High declared from the beginning, is what is being taught in all these various institutions? It's time we wake up and understand better. As I've said to you before, our people today are so much like Israel, coming out from Egypt. People have not been compelled to seek all that is the will of the Most High. And the Most High has already declared according to the sanctity of his name. The people who would not know his will, would not seek all his will with all their minds and hearts. He said he swore in advance that they shall not enter into his rest. And many were they who, because they were less than diligent, many were they, my brothers and sisters, whose bones, the scriptures say, lay in the wilderness. For the word of Yah, the fullness that it is indeed like a sharp two-edged sword. It will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of Yah is living. It abides forever. It is without contradiction. It's able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. How many of they, my brothers and sisters, who start along the path, but when they find the greater truth, choose to turn back, seeking to appease men, not Yah? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this, because I have a lot to talk about tonight. Prayerfully, we will have an opportunity tonight to cover so much I did not cover last evening. I must admit, on last evening, I only covered about a third of the notes I had for last evening's show. I cover so much more of it tonight and explain so much more, my brothers and sisters, that needs to be explained, as the Most High told me that it must. Ancient Israel, my brothers and sisters, provoked Yah. And that seeking to be justified each man according to their own will sounds very much like today. The people would not come to fully respect and revere his name. His name declares all and everything that he is. No one that he is. No one will be confirmed according to a partial testimony. We all must realize what the scriptures tell us at Acts 3:18 to 23. Messiah will come for the restoration and restitution of all things. How about the judgment of mankind? And the salvation of mankind according to all that the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Meaning, whoever would deny any of that word and prove themselves unstable, therefore not good disciples. Scripture says they'd be cut off from among the people. Who is it that hearing the greater truth of the Most High that they had not heard? Unlike Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who should believe his report? Who's going to believe the report? One whose testimony they never heard. In fact, Isaiah 41:21-42:4 lays how the rulers have not preached the fullness of the testimony that men might comprehend the Messiah and his coming. Isaiah 28 relates the same. All your leaders have gone astray. So when he declares precepts that they have not heard, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom should they make to understand the report? Well, my brothers and sisters, they're just like 2,000 years ago, about 1,500 years between the time of Moshe and Messiah. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the world today is so much like ancient Israel. So much needed to be remembered. Scripture says again, as it was then, so much needs to be remembered. How many of my brothers and sisters understand that the Most High is not going to judge mankind according to what is common understanding today? According to those, my brothers and sisters, ancient precepts that he declared, it must be in the minds and hearts, or at least men must have a kind of foundation so that when they hear the greater truth again, they're ready to believe and understand it. But how many of my brothers and sisters have comprehended that? How many are prepared to walk according to the truth when again they hear it? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah were to appear before you all today. And his testimony, because you had not heard it, you were inclined to reject it. It means that you hadn't known him. You just simply only knew the precepts of man. My brothers and sisters, how many have offered the grace and mercy and knowledge of the Most High that is revealed only to those who are both called and most diligent? How many of my brothers and sisters would be willing today to understand? I only tell you, as it was in the wilderness, so as it is in this spiritually defunct diaspora today. For in so many cases, when the Most High would have offered man to understand far better than he presently does, so often, my brothers and sisters, so often instead, I said so very often instead, have men preferred and desired the misconceits of men. But Most High called Israel out of Egypt to have a people unto his name, so will he do again. True in all things, my brothers and sisters, unto his honor and his glory. But my brothers and sisters, desirous to believe that the misconceits of man have been wise, many have provoked the Most High, and the scripture says, so will they do again. Found not to have known him as they thought they did. And so many of my brothers and sisters warned that there's a need for the restoration of the truth of the gospel. At least so it's written. Most prefer not to believe, desires to believe that what they presently uphold is wise. I can only tell the Most High once again to see peace in his Shabbat. Wants to see mankind, my brothers and sisters, awakened again fully to all the words of truth, that all his creation operate in harmony. He said the greatest gift that he would give to mankind is a law by which men might love, trust, and cooperate. How about a law by which men might seek him fully with all their minds, hearts, and souls, and might, that there might be a mutual trust among the people after one orientation, and they might cooperate toward ultimate one goal, recognizing in the Most High the reasoning in it all. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The provocation in the wilderness was that though Yah revealed to the people the pure, perfect gospel of the Holy Kingdom, they did not seek Yah by faith, and that they sought rather that some man of indiscriminate, double-minded, half-hearted, hasty conclusions that they drew was sufficient to be called peace. The every man walks according to his cherry-picking ideas, walking according to his own opinion, not seeking a perfect consensus in all the Most High declared. Dare men say this is just and justified before the Most High? Scriptures tell us that there's a multitude of visions among us. It's the result of carnality. I said it's the result of carnality. But it's only by the Spirit of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that the people are made one. So it's far more than just simply reading words on a page that is necessary under one consent. Like I said, 42,000 denominations all declaring something different. Does that mean they agree? All reading the same book, does that mean they agree? All reading the same books, does that mean they have the same agenda? All reading the same book, does that mean that they are unto Yah cooperative if they cannot agree? They who are wise of us know better. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah, the instructions of the Most High, the commands of the Most High, the covenant of the Most High, according to the cumulative nature of all that it is indeed like a sharp two-edged sword, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, whether men will serve Yah, who is all that he is, or whether they will choose and prefer something less. Like I said, what men have done today is very much like the provocation in the wilderness. Even our people, while scattered in the diaspora, scattered among the nations, have not discerned what the scriptures declare, that unto the Most High we all must seek a perfect work. And all men have not sought to be justified according to the perfect will of Yah. thought because so many mass misorientations exist among the nations, somehow they were wise. Scriptures in Malachi tell us that many in the last days will fall away, saying, what good is it that we keep the ordinance of the Most High and walk meekly? I said walk meekly before the Most High of hosts. Believing that those who provoke the Most High, how about do not seek him, to compel men to go astray from his ordinances, that they are somehow good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. Compelling men to believe that those who provoke the Most High will yet be delivered. Believing because some seem well set up and wealthy, that they must be the favorite of the Most High. Scripture says you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. When those who are lawless or will not seek the fullness of his law will not be a habitation for his spirit, therefore will be choose to be preservers of lies, will be ashes under the soles of the feet. I said ashes under the soles of the feet of those who would seek Yah according to his righteousness. Think about it. Said ashes to ashes, some say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In the garden, the Most High told Adam and Eve that in their disobedience, as from the dust they came, so to the dust they shall return. Wages of sin, my brothers and sisters. Not seeking to fulfill all divine purpose. It's not life in its slothfulness, my brothers and sisters, but demise. Hebrews 5-6 related the Messiah himself offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and verily he was heard. The apostle, writer of the book of Hebrews, then went on and told men that they should beware lest they be found slothful, not able to bring forth unto the Most High perfect work. When my brother and sister, when the scripture says he offered vehement cries to him who was able to save him from death, it means that he cried out to the Most High to teach him constantly that he might constantly progress in the knowledge of Yah. That indeed he might become author of life everlasting to those who obey him. Said morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I'm not turned back to rebellious ways, that he should know how to declare a word to the weary, therefore that he might perform his purpose and to expose all the leaders who have prompted the people, not toward full discretion, but my brothers and sisters to count themselves wise, supposedly after indiscretion. I want you to hear, brothers and sisters, not seeking fully what the Most High declared. Men have not kept a Shabbat, nor a feast day, nor a new moon, in a manner holy unto Yah. For the very purpose of these times, as memorials, that the men seek the Most High by His Spirit for a full remembrance of all that is divinely decreed. I will say this to you. Most High have sworn that those who will not be diligent unto all the knowledge of his will should not enter into his rest. The very word in Hebrew for peace relates to seekitude toward perfection. No indiscretion, my brothers and sisters. He said, the remnant of Israel one day, with one consent, shall speak no lies, do no iniquity. No deceitful tongues in their mouths. And that is the people, my brothers and sisters, he should protect from all harm. That is the people he shall preserve in the judgment. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Our people must understand. Most High did not say he was going to preserve any man of illusion. You must be wholly, completely converted beyond every illusion and every lie, for the Most High will preserve none of them. Messiah did not come to give his life, that men remain vessels preserving the varying misopinions that are the sin, the divide and conquer tactics and misallegiances of this world. He gave his life that men receive the gift of the Holy Spirit to be restored unto the remembrance of all the Most High declared from the beginning, before all these variances existed. To put away all trust in from the foolishness, the folly, the fleshly misconceits, the fallen standards of this world. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, to expose the rulers who have preserved all such corruption. Whoever would preserve the double-mindedness of this world, believing in a multitude of short-sighted standards, is acceptable unto the name of him who is one and all that he is. Whoever would believe that this preservation of all this double-mindedness, calling upon the name of the Most High, but not to seek all his will, therefore to establish divisions and deceit. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, would preserve something other than a deliberation for all the divine will is an instrument, my brothers and sisters, not unto Yah, but unto continual deviant instability. And the scripture spoke of those who function this way. And it is also a prophecy, my brothers and sisters, in Psalm 95. It speaks to us even in these latter days, because the Most High said, those who would not seek all his will shall not enter into his rest. And he swore that by his very name. For his very name, declaring himself all that he is forever, demands that all must seek him. In fact, Isaiah 40:40 relates it also as a mandate and obligation of all his people. But why has none told you or none helped you to understand that there's no searching or no end to searching all that is divine understanding? One scripture says it in 1 Corinthians, let no man consider himself so wise before the time until Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Then shall every man know how to praise and honor Yah. What made men think that something less was still honorable? Isaiah 42 speaks about Messiah having come to restore what is honorable, showing men the ways that they have not known. And my brothers and sisters, you need to understand something. The scripture says Messiah himself has to grow unto the knowledge of what the world has not known for many generations, that he might be Savior. How is it that men have so quickly presumed that they already know all the Messiah will bring? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I have Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Psalm 2 relates the rulers have conspired against the truth of Messiah, compelling men to be prideful after their own ways. That men think they are wise, being exploited under those who take the holy name, after the vanities of their own hearts, compel men to believe they are wise, even serving Yah. But my brothers and sisters, you got to know, 45,000 denominations claiming to be true to the holy name has been a lie. Messiah did not give his life, but brothers and sisters, the men believe that the multitude of varying ideals are wise, but he gave his life for the world to discern what is the perfect will of Yah. But the scriptures tell us in the book of Jacob or James, they called it, that if we are double-minded and not seeking, willing to seek the Most High for the fullness of all that is divine will, that we might be one, they're basically found unworthy of the Spirit. As before, Messiah said he made no requests for the worldly, for those who would not receive his word, who would be preservers of misconceits and lies. You have an obligation to call upon his name. Realizing that the scriptures tell us that when Messiah appears, none of your rulers are wise. All of them are treacherous to seek his will beyond all. He gave his life, my brothers and sisters, that men might discern that essential rulers have hated the exceeding wisdom revealed by the righteous when they would prove them foolish. In his resurrection, my brothers and sisters, men realizing that their leaders has persecuted and even murdered the King of Glory. The men must realize the need to seek more. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. He said, you must be converted, even all the nations. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, else not being prepared for peace in that kingdom, you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. Again, my brothers and sisters, we must understand we must be wholly and completely converted. That no man believe that the Most High will preserve the vessel or preserve any evil, deviant, or corrupt way. Whoever falls to the provocative, partial, and polluted misallegiance of this world, trust after the slothfulness of men, not to discern, my brothers and sisters, how not to lie. Unwilling to discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond the pollutions, misconceits, misinterpretations, and false opinions of this world. Those who remain double-minded, my brothers and sisters, and not realizing the need to seek beyond the rulers who seem to be wise and blessed, but seek the truth greater. Well, those who are not willing, my brothers and sisters, to realize that need, how can they prepare for the one King of Kings? Again, my brothers and sisters, you must be completely converted. He said, love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, nothing of yourself being an obstacle against seeking all his will. Your faith must come to bring to bear the perfect work of Yah, says the book of Jacob, called James. It is not possible for that to happen, my brothers and sisters, by anything else, but in hearing the Most High and being obedient unto him, that you might remain upon the path. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 12, we must hearken to the Most High. That means we also must listen and obey him, lest we fall short of the grace of the gift of Yah. Opportunity to understand what is the plan and how to walk together in it. So if any man lack discretion in the book of Jacob, if any man lack wisdom, knowledge, let him not believe that he should discern after the teachings and various orientations and misruling energies of this world. Let him know that he must ask of Yah. Let him plead the Most High to discern the full way of all that is his righteousness. Then a man be treacherous after double-mindedness, believing that a lesser standard is viable, desires to be justified after the fallen standards, the pollutions and misallegiances of this earth. If any man be negligent, he is found treacherous for compelling his brother, not only himself, but his brother, to presume himself wise and negating in some manner, or choosing not to respect in some manner what is written in the law and the prophets. Slothful soul, my brothers and sisters, please read Hebrews 5 and 6. Slothful soul. Please read it as a follow-up to Hebrews 3 and 4. It says, today if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. It means you have an opportunity to discern the truth, move swiftly. For the slothful soul, therefore being deceived after the unjust rule of this world, the fleshness of one's own mind. Scripture says, shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, the greatest gift he can give is the law by which men might cooperate. And cooperation under the same goal does demand the law. It demands, my brothers and sisters, your coming to knowledge of an orientation. As the scripture says in Isaiah 42:16, it's the way of peace of the world. Also Isaiah 59:8, that this world has not known. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, is negligent in his pursuit of the truth is also a misexample. Sin against the cause. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture really says, for every idol, how about stagnating, short-sighted man of doctrine that compels men not to seek the whole truth? That's what it really means. Every foolish or deceptive word seems to be sufficient that a man speaks. You'll give account for it in the judgment. Please read Micah 12 and 36 and understand. But he says you should not take his name in vain, which means you don't seek him according to part of his will. But what accomplishes it all? You ask of him, you seek of him constantly, but you not fall short of the mark. Whoever would cause his brother to be short-sighted to, in any way to negate the law and the prophets, not see the reverence for the blessedness of the gift that is given according to all the Most High gave to his prophets by his inspiration. Whoever my brothers and sisters causes men to ignore the gravity, the consummate and cumulative ideals and scenario that's containing that word is guilty. Containing that word, the scripture says, guilty even unto hellfire. The only thing that's left, my brothers and sisters, is that we discern and seek the Most High to become all that is kind of worthy before him. When they talk about hellfire in the Bible, let me tell you something. Many times it was related to what was called Gehenna fire. The place where things were burned outside the city, my brothers and sisters, that were considered useless and could not perform purpose. My brothers and sisters, man's purpose is to discern the will of Yah and to preserve it. What then are those, my brothers and sisters, who will not seek? And then that end, I can only tell you the end, that there are those who will pollute the words of the Most High, will preserve their own filthy ends, will seek to corrupt the words of the Most High to a multitude of variant ideals and doctrines that could not have come forth by the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you, all such as this were never worthy of the gift of Yah. They were not sent by him to divide the world. The scripture said, if any man be double-minded, hey, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. But these people have been concerned about personal pulpits and thrones and places of authority, not the reconciliation of a people. What made them think that they could be worthy of the Holy Spirit, or what made people think that they ever were? Scripture says we must seek the whole armor of Yah, the whole truth. And in discerning the whole truth, we discern the false prophets who will never teach the whole truth. Never teach the good word, the complete word, that is in its consummate understanding. A foresight of what is to come. And discerning, my brothers and sisters, the foundation after which man, in discerning such truth, I become one with all creation. Most I desire to see all things that he has made work together. But to do that, my brothers and sisters, is saying to them, definitely demands, without question, a knowledge of his law, his order, that comes from him beyond all that men might decree. Messiah himself said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot comprehend them yet until the Holy Spirit has come. What he means by that is that a man might tell you till he's blue in the face, but I'm telling you there are truths that you won't understand unless the Most High himself bring it to mind. Blessed are those who show that they have a whole heart, that the Spirit in them, or that the Spirit of the Most High would put within them, might find their vessels a habitation, found worthy and pleasing. You know, I'm not a smoker. If I walk into someone's house and they're blowing smoke in my face, and certainly if I tell them I despise smoke, they continue on to smoke, it means that apparently they don't want my company. Well, my brothers and sisters, those who would continue to entertain all manner of negativity prove that they would not have their vessels be a perfect habitation with the Spirit of Yah, but those who will listen upon being granted opportunity to understand, these, my brothers and sisters, those the Most High will find acceptable and found disciples unto him. And those, my brothers and sisters, who would dissuade man to think otherwise, they're the instruments of the adversary. An adversary, my brothers and sisters, who presents his messengers as angels of light, pretending to be holy. My brothers and sisters, more concerned about protecting their pulpits and thrones, the man recognizing, let's just say, being reconciled and recognizing the one Prince of Peace. I want you to hear me. There was a time, I want you to think about this. Considering what the Pope recently did and had all these various leaders of the various denominations. And yes, even world leaders, even one like your Obama. Like I said, seeking that all these folks come together. I got news for you earlier this year. He had confab where various political leaders all met together at the Vatican. Yes, he's trying to get them all together in their differences and saying that they're coming together for peace. My brothers and sisters, the only way these institutions are maintained is they can never come forth to look for a perfect will, never come forth to understand even that there's one faith and that the Most High is one. But they might maintain business as usual, you not realizing that they can't possibly, in their multitude of differences, be a work of the Holy Spirit. But there was a time when the Roman Catholic institution, the polytheist institution, claimed there was only one church. Well, let me tell you something. Polytheism is worldly, so it was never a church. The creeds and ideals of Western polytheism were always, in fact, my brothers and sisters, the traditions of men and not Yah. How could it ever have been a church? The very definition of a church relates to this institution. Called by the Most High to restore the minds of men knowledge of divine command and expose all the unrighteousness of the world. And those who came to the early church knew this. But today, my brothers and sisters, seem most hardly realize the need for such great discretion. That they're thinking that they will still survive in the day of wrath, preserving mass indiscretion, rather slothfulness, and trust in believing that the multitude of variant rulers have all sought the pure will of Yah. Scripture says you have to seek the whole word that you not fall victim to their charade, their pretense. I can only tell you today, appealing to rally all the forces of those who would keep you in darkness and never reveal the whole light. This one they call the Pope, the head of this mother of harlots. Sold out after the ways of the kings for the sake of money. And some of all who listen have heard him blaspheme the name of the Most High who is one. Insult the name of the Most High who is eternally as he is. Saying they're going to get all these rulers together under peace with Yah. Think again. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, so many ways the faulty foundation of this world by this one they call a Pope. For those who understand the principles, they realize he cannot be a holy man. So much to understand, my brothers and sisters. It's only understood by the most diligent soul. If a lie, a perversion is all men see, and that is what by default they worship, it's because they have not known faith nor the gospel of Yah. Whether they know it or not, because they have not believed in Yah purely and perfectly as he is, they've never really been believers. I can only tell you that men, only knowing the misexample they see, have not realized that there's contradictions in their thinking, a double-minded hypocrisy that's dissimulate, not a true representation of Yah. Men have trusted, my brothers and sisters, after institutionality where no reverence for Yah is. Truth is, my brothers and sisters, not after men, the men discern the confidentiality, the intimate nature, what is divine will. That gift comes from Yah. And all who would presume to have such authority damn themselves if they just merely pretend that they do. For my brothers and sisters, pretending that you are something that you are not does not make you that thing. Believing deeply in a lie just means Whoever deeply believes a lie is just simply deceived. But my brothers and sisters, that men not discern the folly, these rules declare that whatever they will, whatever people will, somehow there's a comfort and a mass of misopinions that can never be ordered. And men have said that this, whatever men do, not understanding the wickedness of what they do, is still yet to divine delight. My brothers and sisters, never was that true. I can only tell you that what has happened is that there were those of the early church who understood these things. The rulers murdered all their accusers. I said the rulers murdered all their accusers. They knew this double-mindedness that's so prevalent like in the world today. They murdered them all, but all who knew the truth of the faith, they sought to silence, they sought to kill, and they did. That treacherous men might be worshipped as godly among those who saw no more, while they continually denied the truth of the Most High. The book of Jacob said they would pervert the grace of Yah, compel men to believe that the gift of Yah is to trust in those of my brothers and sisters who are utmost treacherous. Scripture said Messiah would come to convince men against all the lies, the ungodly words that these false leaders have taught them. What made people think that these were salvation at any time? But trust in the lie, my brothers and sisters, and never trust in Yah. And it's by faith in Him that you are saved. Don't believe, my brothers and sisters, men have faith in the Most High in and of their own ideals. Again, faith comes by hearing. Faith in Yah comes by hearing and hearing a word from Yah. But not all have preached or known what is the preaching of the gospel. And of this we were warned. I can only tell you that the papacy has held the offices of those of ancient pagan Rome who murdered the saints and came into the East not to bring but to destroy the knowledge of the faith. They destroyed the knowledge of the faith, claimed to be the holy ones, caused men to regard them as the murderous, the wicked men, as if they were holy. Causing men to believe a lie, says in 2 Thessalonians, causing them to believe a pretense. Causing them to believe the wicked men who were murderers who took over behind the pulpits and the thrones. Preserving indiscriminate thinking among the masses, Scripture says Messiah must come to expose it all. They murdered those who knew the truth, that they pervert the knowledge of the grace, the truth of Yah. That few expect more than the rulers. That few expect, my brothers and sisters, to seek righteousness more than the rulers, that they may attain to the promise of Yah. Or do they think the promise of Yah is according to all the variant ideas and contradicting ideas and scenarios taught by the rulers? Most I make a promise, my brothers and sisters, to uphold everybody's contradictive word? Absolutely not. The Messiah has come to rebuke the lies, the false scenarios, hypocritical expectations that have convinced the people to uphold so many lies and ungodly words. He asked my brothers and sisters to get the truth of how the scripture says the Messiah must truly appear and to trick the people against discerning the purpose for which he comes. That article on my website I spoke to you about, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectations, is a very important one. As is also the articles, Secret City Prophecies, Remember the Promise, Gospel of Shiloh, Tribulation 7365 AD. Please, my brothers and sisters, don't miss your opportunity to discern how to see beyond the illusions. How men dare men say they are saved while they trust those who keep them in darkness? How dare men say they are saved, my brothers and sisters, when they are subject to rulers who never taught them the light? Well, I always taught them inconsistent doctrines that could never be life. Scripture says the way of truth is here, the way of peace has been hid. Isaiah 59, men will find that in the latter days. The way of peace is the truth of the gospel. The scripture says the gospel is hid, the men are lost, men are left to follow after all manner of erring rulers. How dare men say that without a guide as sent from the Most High? How dare men say not being able to discern the truth, that they were found and not lost? How dare men, my brothers and sisters, under those who never tell the truth, that men somehow thought that they were free? In other words, thought they were free after a multitude of rulers who would never tell the whole truth, would always hide the greater truths. And say they are free under rulers, my brothers and sisters, who would never tell you the truth. That will liberate the mind and soul. Messiah said, if you're his disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Who has been under? There's so many truths, my brothers and sisters, in the scriptures you've never known. Time to wake up. Time to realize reality. Scriptures tell us that in the last days, man is going to find out that he should have always sought for the truth he has not known. Isaiah 42:16, he will lead them blind by ways, or lead his people by ways they knew not, the blind by ways they knew not, that they knew not. Isaiah 58:59-8. Scripture says, the way of peace men have not known. Like I said, Isaiah 50 said, Messiah himself will have to hearken to the Most High morning by morning, hearing the teaching. Isaiah 49 says that the Most High become his strength, the one time he too walked after the vanity of this world. Hebrews 5:6 talks about a man, brothers and sisters, the Most High anoints, but has to mature fully in the Spirit of Yah. As it was before, my brothers and sisters, if you understand the secret city prophecy, so must it be again. Look again, my brothers and sisters, at Zephaniah 2:15-3-6. And discern, my brothers and sisters, who the scripture says the Most High was sent out of the city. That's a mere example of all the misconceptions of this world. But men, my brothers and sisters, walking after the deviant standards of men would not recognize the presence of a righteous one right there in the midst. Exodus 20:1-7 chapter, all these scriptures tell men that they should not follow after any other standard. And the only way you do that, my brothers and sisters, is that you have to have a call from the Most High, and you have to be diligent to hear from him. Didn't tell man to call himself wise after the idols that he created after his own mind, nor the imaginations of his own heart. He was told even in the Sabbath to seek all that is divine will. If man had not sought all that is divine will, then contend after less, and they'd been deceived after the world and not after the Most High. He said, you were warned not to let anyone after this world become your, anyone after the carnality of this world, the short sightedness of this world, become your judge or your teachers, causing disturbances and differences between you, and the Shabbat and the feasts, the new moons. Teaching fallen false doctrine, my brothers and sisters, after which I can never be pleased, and not yet have a people been fully in all things consecrated unto him. Can't keep a Sabbath or feast day or new moon holy unto the Most High after the lies of this world, my brothers and sisters. If you keep a thing holy, you have to keep it truly after only what is his spirit, his thoughts, and his mind. Blessed are they who will understand that. I can only tell you Ephesians 1-6, all these scriptures are talking about growing in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. Seeking all knowledge, my brothers and sisters, that you not be alienated and so easily duped after those who would exploit you. And scriptures tell us that in the latter days it be discerned because men had not been diligent to know this, comforted in the vanities of their rulers who seem to be wise, seem to be blessed. So Messiah will come suddenly and many will be ashamed. Who will discern it in this time, my brothers and sisters? The adversary has always been about telling people they could sin against the Most High, be less than diligent. And the adversary, my brothers and sisters, tricked angels on high to think they were sufficient in their insufficiency, not needing to seek the Most High in constancy. told Adam and Eve in the garden the same. Misery loving company, my brothers and sisters. Compelling men to believe they were wise after themselves. And then to be cut off from paradise. Adversary, my brothers and sisters. Cut off from the greater graces of Yah. Desire the same for all. It's time to understand. He did it before man fell in the garden. He sought to cause men to turn away from the Most High. Even to this day, but who's going to wake up to see beyond the plan of a demon whose only desire is the damnation of many? A lot still to tell you, but I know that I got about, what, 4 or 5 minutes left? I want you to hear something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand. Many times that those who translated the scriptures did not translate them rightly. They had, you might better understand, that your rulers have always hated the King of Kings, seeking to preserve their own ways. I'd like to read something to you that is a prophecy of Messiah's appearing, something he would say to a whole world. It didn't translate it this way in most of your texts, but it's a better way of understanding what is actually there. Messiah will come saying, "Listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations from afar." In other words, seek him beyond all that your rulers have told you. For the Most High has called him from the womb, from the body of his mother. He made mention of his name, or called him by name, or even called him by the name of the Most High himself. Read 50:10-11, you'll understand that. You'll understand what's meant when the scripture says, "Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him might not perish." One scripture says, especially those who believe in his name. Those who do not believe, who don't believe in his name, are already condemned. Who don't believe, my brothers and sisters, he is called to bring his people out from the midst of all of the world's sinful misconceits. Scripture says, Messiah will say, "He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. He shut up his hand as he hid me." In other words, he's given him a testimony to discern who is worthy to be called a servant of Yah and who is not. Most High said to him that he is his servant, one who is to serve Israel for the purpose the Most High called, honored and glorified according to the fullness of what is acceptable before him. So when the Most High called him, then he realized he had one time labored in vain. Please read Isaiah 45. It might help you to understand this. Realize he spent his strength after the fallen matrices, the fallen hegemonies of this world, and after vanity. But upon awakening to discern the greater what is most so honorable for the Most High, he says, "Now his judgment is surely with Yah, and his reward is with the Most High." Show others, my brothers and sisters, the same. He says, "Now the Most High, thus said the Most High, formless in the womb to be his servant, bring Jacob back to him," and brings people back to him, and said, "Though Israel be not yet gathered, I am glorified in the eyes of the Most High, my Yah has become my strength. How about the strength to let others find it as well, find strength, oneness again as well. He said to me, it's a lighter task that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the sky and the sun, the tribes.
90 seconds.
I give you to be a light to the Gentiles to be my salvation to the ends of the earth. That's one rule for all. So thus said the Most High, the Holy One of Israel and his Savior, to you whose soul is despised. In other words, get the point. The leaders have compelled men to despise the absolute one way of the Most High. This is in a continual address. He says, the Messiah whose soul is despised, the Messiah who is hated by the people and those who serve the rulers. Would like to believe. He says, kings shall see his rising. Princes shall also bow down before him, because the Most High who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen him. Please read Isaiah 40-42. And who will see who the scriptures relate? The Most High called the righteous one like unto the rising sun. That he calls, my brothers and sisters, to expose the rulers and discern the Messiah that the rulers never wanted you to see or know. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Menedim Yav, coming to Remembrance Ministries. unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. You can be a help to this ministry. For only those, my brothers and sisters, who understand it can truly be a blessing. I thank you all again, as I do, for listening. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. Much more still yet to tell. Much more to tell, my brothers and sisters, to those who have strived most diligently, have collectively made it again in remembrance of what is righteous home.